July 5th, timeline 11. You can get your Bibles out and go ahead and turn to Genesis chapter 5. It's a new quarter. We're still going to continue on with the characters of the Gospels. I'm going to go on into Acts as well, but I'm going to take a little break from that tonight. My original idea for this quarter was to be a timeline of the Bible, and I had some material prepared for that, and I'd like to present it tonight, maybe next week as well. It was kind of this idea that got me interested in doing a timeline and covering characters, and so we're going to do that and cover Genesis tonight. Some interesting things. I'm going to look at the age of some of these people, some of the interesting things of some of these characters from Genesis who may have known each other or lived during the same time as each other, things we don't always consider. So last time I taught, we had you write down some things. Tonight, get out your calculators. If you got calculators on your phones, get them out. We're going to do this together. I'm going to take my time with these. As we go through these, right on the board here, so we can kind of, again, have time to think about these things. We're going to look at certain ages of certain characters. We're told that Adam lived so many years. We're not told what month he was born in. Now keep in mind, they didn't have January, February. They didn't go by that calendar back then, so things were a little different. They would say someone lived so many years and begat this person and so forth. So the ages could be off just a little bit. Of course, a lot of people in the world think this earth is how many years old? Billions of years old. Okay? And it's not. We're going to see from this timeline, although we might be off a little bit, we can't pinpoint the exact day or hour or second, but we're not going to be thousands of years off. We may be a year off, maybe 2 years off as it gets on, but it's not going to even come near these billions and billions of years. Nowhere close to it. As an example, if someone was born in the year 2000, okay, and it said he lived 20 years, let's say he was born January 1st, and this is not going to be difficult, but I'm going to explain if I can explain it correctly. Born January 1st of the year 2000. And we're told 20 years later he had a son. Now, if that son was born also on January 1st, how many years is that person, the father, older? He's exactly 20 years. What if his son was born, it says, in his 20th year he had a son, but his son was born on December 31st at the end of that year. Is he closer to 20 years older then or closer to 21 years older? 21, but he still had his 20th year. Now take that son had a son 20 years later, and he was born at the same time, but also almost a year later. He's still 20 years older, by calculating 20 years, but by that time, it's another year. He's more 21. So the grandfather, rather than being 40 years older, may be closer to 42 years by our calculations. Does that make sense? So we may be off a little bit here and there. We can't pinpoint exactly, but we're not going to be billions or millions of years off, or even thousands of years, or so forth. So that's kind of the age discrepancy. A lot of these make it easier. We're kind of looking at how old the earth is during that time. I'm not trying to tell you how old the earth is completely, but we're going to use that terminology some, and I'll explain that as we go on to make it easier for us. Example, Adam was formed on day one. How old is he? We don't know, right? But how old was the earth? 6 days old. Right? A year later, how old's the earth? One. I didn't say how old was Adam, but we don't know, his appearance-wise. But the earth had the age of what? One. Okay, so that's how we're going to do it. So we're told, as example, that when Adam had reached 130 years, he had Seth. How old was the earth when Seth was born? 130 years. Does that make sense? So that's what we're going by on that, okay? And keep in mind that these ages, as they lived long years, especially before the flood, the world was completely different now than it was before the flood. Things changed. Something changed within the earth to make these people live this long. With that, let's turn to Genesis chapter 5. We're going to read some names here. Just a couple of interesting notes of some of these names in this first section here. We're going to read Enosh's name here in a minute. Okay? And that's, we're pretty much only going to mention him as far as getting this genealogy or this age going. But he was Seth's son, Adam, which made him Adam's grandson. And again, I'm just throwing these out thoughts that make us think a little more that we don't really consider sometimes. He lived at a time when men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Okay? And we'll read about that in a minute. Enoch, when we get to him, he was the father of Methuselah. We know that Methuselah. What's Methuselah famous for? Lived to be 969 years. Well, this Enoch was his dad. What else did Enoch do? He didn't die. He didn't taste death. He's one of two people. Him and Elijah did not taste death. Turn to Hebrews 11, chapter 5, or 11 and verse 5 for just a second. We're simply told by faith Enoch was taken up so he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. So as far as the text goes, because he pleased God so well, he was taken up. He did not taste death. And again, Elijah, the only other one. Let's also notice something about Enoch as well. Turn to Jude. I'm not going to go in depth on these characters as we did through the Gospels. Just a couple of these that are interesting to know. Enoch was a prophet. Now, it only mentions him in one verse here in Jude. But I'm going to read a greater length of it to get the context of what it's saying. Let's start in verse 3 and read through verse 16 to get the context. When we get to verse 16, we'll read about Enoch, or verse 14. But verse 3, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." You're about to see this judgment of false teachers through this writing here. Okay. "For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation. Ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it, that Jesus, who saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who do not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulge in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Yet in like manner, these people also, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious ones. But when the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.' But these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed all that they, like unreasoning animals, understand instinctively. Woe to them, for they walk in the way of Cain, and abandon themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error, and perished in Korah's rebellion. These are hidden reefs at your love feast, as they feast with you without fear, shepherds feeding themselves, waterless clouds swept along by the winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted, wild waves of the sea casting up the foam of their own shame, wandering stars for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. It was also about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, 'Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones, to execute judgment on all, to convict the ungodly for all their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way, and all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, malcontents, who follow their own sinful desires. They are loudmouthed, boasters, showing favoritism to gain advantage.'" So just in the context of that, Enoch was a prophet of these things. And we also mentioned Methuselah. But with that, let's go ahead and begin. Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam when God created man. And again, one of the reasons I like doing this is we don't really realize how many of these people, how long they lived compared to other people, who was still alive, who they could have known, who else was alive, and so forth. But this is the book of generations of Adam. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Male and female, he created them. And he blessed them and named them man when they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness after his image, named him Seth. The days of Adam after he fathered Seth were 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Here in a minute, when I ask for how long they lived, each of these verses at the very end will tell you how long they lived. He'll tell you two things. After he begat this son, he lived X amount of years, and it's total years. It's that last one. Verse 6. When Seth had lived 105 years, he fathered Enosh. Seth lived after he fathered Enosh 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enosh had lived 90 years, he fathered Kenan. Enosh lived after he fathered Kenan 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he fathered Mahalalel. Kenan lived after he fathered Mahalalel 840 years, had other sons and daughters. All the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel had lived 65 years. He fathered Jared. He lived after he fathered Jared 830 years, and had other sons and daughters. All his days were 895 years, and he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he fathered Enoch. Jared lived after he fathered Enoch 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. All the days of Jared, 962 years, he died. Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years. He walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he fathered Lamech. Methuselah lived after he fathered Lamech 782 years, had other sons and daughters. All the days of Methuselah were 969 years, the longest we know that's recorded. And then he died. Lamech had lived 182 years. He fathered a son and called his name Noah, saying, out of the ground that the Lord has cursed, this one brings us relief from our work and from the painful toil of our hands. Lamech lived after he fathered Noah 595 years, had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. After Noah was 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Notice there, and we'll get to it later, maybe next week's lesson, it doesn't say when Noah was 500 he had them. It says after he was 500. So we can't pinpoint the exact time. And of course, it names all three of the sons there. It doesn't name any less than that. So with that started, there's calculators in.
As we talked about right here, how old was the earth when Adam was formed? Okay, we're going to say zero for our purposes, though. Okay? Essentially, it was 0 years old. It hadn't been a year yet. That makes sense? And so we got Adam here. Now, in your scripture there, how old was he when Seth was born?
130 years.
130 years. So at that time, how old was the earth?
130.
You all agree with that? That makes sense? Who was Seth's boy? Enosh. How old was he when he had Enosh?
105.
He was 105. So what is 130 plus 105? That makes sense? 235. So how old was the earth when Enosh was born? It was 235 years old. That makes sense? He had Kenan. How old was Enosh when he had Kenan? How old? 90? What's 90 plus 235? 325. So how old was the earth when Kenan was born? Again, am I still making sense? I don't know if I'm about to go. Kenan had Mahalalel. I'm trying to spell it correctly. How old was Kenan when he had Mahalalel?
70 years.
70 years. So 325 plus 70 is what? 395. So how old was the earth when Mahalalel was born? 395 years. He had Jared. How old was he when he had Jared? 395 plus that is 460. Is that correct? How old was Jared when he had Enoch? 162. So 460 plus 622. How old was the earth when Enoch was born? 622 years old. He had who? Methuselah. And how old was he when he had Methuselah?
65.
So how old was the earth when Methuselah was born? 687. Now I'm just going to transfer this over here. He had Lamech. And how old was he when he had Lamech? So that plus 687 is what? 874. So how old was the earth when the man was born? 874 years. Again, we talked about earlier, those could be off a year or two. At least if they were born in our day, January versus December or so forth. Lamech had who? Had Noah. Stress this out a little bit here. I'm going to go over something else here. Had Noah. How old was Lamech when he had Noah? So this plus that is what?
1056.
So Noah's born, all the generations, and the earth itself is about 1056 years old. Make sense?
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 7 and verse 6. Someone read that.
Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters came upon the earth.
Noah was how many years old?
600.
So this plus another 600 is what? 1656. Let's go way down here. I'm going to write some stuff here if I'm making that so big, by the way. So, we got the flood here. And the earth was approximately how old? 1656. Someone turn to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3. This will be important for later.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
So working backwards, remember, God makes a proclamation. This is before the flood, by the way. We know the flood is here. So this minus that 120 would be what? 1536. So about 1536 is when God had decided he's not always going to remain with man. Make sense? Now, let's go to another timeline. Everybody understand this so far? Go back to the beginning of the reading in chapter 5. In verse... Begin in verse 4. How old was Adam when he died?
930
years old. Year 0... Adam lived along with every one of those people. And here, we'll just say he died somewhere in here, about 930. Adam dies. That makes sense? So look at me, generations of people and their kids and his grandkids and great-grandkids that he had the opportunity to know. He almost made it to Noah. He saw Noah's dad. Or at least he was alive. We won't say Noah's. We don't know where they lived at. That's a better way to word that. He was alive when Noah's dad was alive. When did Seth die?
912.
Okay. So, that plus this is what? 1042. So he died about right here. And that's that. Enosh. What's 905 plus this? It's 1140. This side of Noah. So you have the third generation already that lived long enough to be on earth while Noah was as well. Next is Canaan. How old was Canaan when he died? 910 plus the 325 is what? 1235. We'll put it about here. That's Canaan. Mahalia, how old was he when he died? Do that plus that. What do we get? 1290. Jared, how old was Jared when he died?
966.
Do that plus 460. What do you get? 1422. That's Jared. Enoch, how was he?
350?
365. Okay. And how much is that plus his age? 987. I did it for you. 987, so he was in here. Now here's the interesting one. How old was Methuselah when he died?
969.
What's 969 plus 687?
1656.
You see that on there?
Yep.
Now I'm not saying he died in the flood, because we could have been off a year or 2 years. Based on the Januarys and Februarys and so forth. But he died really close to it. I like that more so because people who claim the Bible's false, it wasn't 1657 when the flood happened. Who's next? Lamech. How old did he die?
777.
What's that plus this?
1651.
So he lived right up close to. And of course, that brings us back to Noah, and we'll cover him in just a minute. Any questions about that?
Comments about that? Again, I can't say he died in the flood, because it could have been off a year or two. But that's what the number comes to. So we see the earth was about 1656 years old at the time of the flood. That's how long it was for God to officially say, enough's enough. And had the flood. So you think about how long men lived on the earth. It took them that long to make God mad enough to do that. Angry enough. With the way they acted. Noah was 480 years old when God decided that. Now, how do we know that? Well, we got here.
Where he was born in 1056, when the earth was that old. God decided this 120 years old. This minus that gets you that 408.
So he was about 480. We know the earth was he was 600 years old when what happened? The flood happened. And so 120 years old. Before that, he was 480. So he had about 120 years, depending on when God told him to prepare this ark. Now, I'm not saying God told him on that day, do this ark. We don't know when he told him. But at most, he had 120. That's when God had decided his spirit wouldn't be along with him. But the only problem with that is he hadn't started having kids yet. Not that it's a problem. It's not a problem. We keep that in mind. He was how old when he first started having kids?
He was 500. He was 480 when this happened. So somewhere near, about 20 years later, maybe more, God may not commission the ark until sometime later. But he hadn't quite had kids yet.
But when he turns 500, he starts having his children. Again, the flood started when Noah was 600 years old. It started in the second month from the 17th day. We're told that from, let's go back to Genesis chapter 7. We already read in verse 6, Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came upon the earth. Verse 11 says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, which is what we're talking about, their life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep. Verse 4. So again, we see this time frame here. He told us that Noah was 600. Now, we don't know when he was born, but if he was born on our January 1st, he was actually 600 and 2 months and 17 days. But he's still 600 years old. So there's no discrepancy there as far as that goes, as far as the time goes. But we know he was in his 600th year of his life. 150 days later, after it started, the waters abated and the ark rested on Mount Ararat. Turn to chapter 8. Verse 3. And the waters receded from the earth continually. At the end of 150 days, the waters had abated. We're told in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. Now keep in mind, too, their calendars were not the same as ours. We have January. How many days in January?
31.
February, 20 or 29. March, 31. April, 30. Point is, it varies. Sometimes there's 30. Sometimes there's 31. It varies. We're told here that the flood started on February. We're using February for our purposes. February 17th for our purposes. But we're told here that the waters abated 150 days later on the seventh month, on the 17th day. So the same day of the month, whatever month that was, 150 days. The only way you can do that is if you give the months 30 days, 30 days, 30 days, 30 days. It was a 5-month period. We can't use a 31. Point being, we know the time frame there. It's 150 days. That's all that's important. Okay. 74 days later, the tops of the mountains were seen. Chapter 8 and verse 5. The waters continued to abate until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, not the 17th, the tops of the mountains were seen. So it's about 74 days later. 40 days later, Noah sent a raven and a dove. Chapter 8, verses 6 through 9. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made and sent forth a raven. He went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the ground. But the dove found no place to set her foot, and she returned to him in the ark, for the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. And so he put out his hand and took her and brought her into the ark with him. 7 days later, he sends another dove. Verse 10. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So no one knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. We see 7 days later, he sends out yet another dove. This one does not return. Verse 12. And he waited another 7 days, and he sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him anymore. Noah's 601st year, in the first month, remember the flood started in the 600th year, on the second month, 17th day. In his 600th first year, in the first month, on the first day, so our January 1st, if you want to do it that way, he removed the covering and saw that the earth was dry. God made him wait. Couldn't come out yet. Made him wait until the second month on the 27th day to leave. Chapter 8, verse 14. Let's begin at verse 13. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried off the earth. Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day, and that's a year and 10 days later, of the month, the earth had dried out. Then God said to Noah, go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your sons' wives with you. Bring out you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, birds and animals, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. They may swarm on the earth and be fruitful and multiply. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, every bird, everything that moves on the earth went out by families from the ark. And so we see that they were on the ark for a year and 10 days. Keep in mind, though, we don't know the exact months because 30 verses 31 and so forth. So I'm going to stop there. We'll continue next week because we're going to go with the genealogies after that. Because everybody's dead except for Noah and his kids. So we'll start with Noah next time, but specifically with his genealogy going forward and see who all Noah. You know, we saw how long Adam lived here and who all he knew. You're going to find it very interesting who was still alive when Noah was still alive. And keep in mind, too, as we go on this, the earth was way different then, before the flood, than after. How do we know that? Well, they lived a long time. What happened after that? They didn't live as long. But what you're going to see is the closer they were to the flood, Noah
still lived another 500 years after the flood. Okay. Or no, 300 years after the flood. His son outlives a lot of people. His son outlives a lot of people. Okay? Because if they get farther and farther away from the flood, they live less and less and younger lives. And so we'll talk about that next time. Any questions or comments about anything?